The Second Testimony by Lupe. God bless you, dear beloved brothers. Let's read the word of the Lord from Psalms 18:9. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. When the Lord reached for my hand, I grabbed his hand, and we started to descend down that tunnel. The tunnel grew darker and darker to the point that I could not even see my other hand that wasn't holding onto the Lord's hand. Suddenly, we passed something dark and sparkling, which was making noise. The darkness was so dense, your hand could not even find the walls of the tunnel. Our descent was so fast that I felt like my soul was separating from my body. Soon, I noticed a very rotten smell, like the smell of rotten flesh. It was getting much worse each moment. Then I heard the voices of millions and millions of souls. They were endlessly shouting, crying out, and moaning. I was so frightened that I turned to the Lord and said, "Lord, where are you taking me? Lord, have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me." The Lord only said, "It is necessary that you see this, so that you can tell everyone else." We continued down through this horn-shaped tunnel until we arrived at a place that was entirely dark. Like pulling a heavy curtain from my eyes, I then saw millions and millions of flames. Even worse, I heard these agonizing screams, but couldn't see anyone. I was really scared. I said to the Lord, "Oh, please, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, please, Lord, have mercy on me. Don't take me to this place. Forgive me." At this time, I didn't think I was just a spectator in hell. I thought it was a day of reckoning. Standing before the Lord Jesus, I was shaking violently, because I really thought this was the end of my life. We drew closer to a big flame ahead of us. It was huge and burning with fury. I continued going down slowly, seeing multitudes of flames and hearing millions of souls crying with one voice. Then I saw a wooden table that was not being consumed by the fire. It had what appeared like beer bottles on it. These looked refreshing, but they were full of fire. As I was looking at this, a man suddenly appeared. His flesh was almost completely destroyed, and what was left of his clothes were muddy and burning. He had lost his eyes, mouth, and all his hair from the fire. He could see me, even though he had no eyes. I tell you, it is the soul of a person that thinks, reasons, and truly sees, not your natural body. The man extended his skinny hand towards the Lord and started to cry out, saying, "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I am in pain. I am burning. Please have mercy on me and take me out of this place." The Lord looked at him with pity, and I started to feel something warm in my hand. I looked, and it was blood, the blood of Jesus. The Lord's blood came from his hand while he was watching the suffering man engulfed in flames. Then the man turned his gaze in the direction of the table and walked towards the bottles. He grabbed the bottle, but as he was about to drink from it, fire and smoke shot out from the bottle. He put his head back and screamed like I had never heard before. He cried with such great pain and sorrow, and then started to drink what was in the bottle. But the bottle was full of acid, and his throat was totally destroyed by it. You could see the acid passing through his stomach and hurting him. The number 666 was engraved on the forehead of this man. On his chest was a plate made of some unknown metal, which couldn't be destroyed, not even by the heat or the worms. It had some letters written on it, but we couldn't understand them. The Lord, in his great mercy, gave us an interpretation of what was written. "I am here because I am a drunkard." He begged the Lord for mercy. But the word of God is very clear when it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:10, "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God." The Lord showed me this man's last moments on earth, just like a movie or film. It was like a big television screen showing me his last seconds before death. The man's name was Luis, and he was in a bar drinking. I saw the same table and the same bottles in that bar. Around this table were his friends. I can tell you this now. There is only one true friend, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the faithful friend. Luis was drinking, and his friends were already drunk. His best friend took a bottle, broke it, and started stabbing Luis. When he saw Luis lying on the floor, he ran away. But Luis bled to death on the floor. The saddest thing was that he died without the Lord. In the middle of all this, as all these souls in hell were crying out, I asked the Lord, O Lord, please tell me, did this man know about you? Did he know about your salvation? The Lord sadly replied, Yes, Lupe, he knew about me. He accepted me as his personal Savior, but he did not serve me. Then I felt even more fear. Luis cried louder and shouted, Lord, this hurts! This hurts! Have mercy on me, please! He extended his hand towards the Lord, but Jesus took my hand instead, and we walked away from the flame. The flames, consuming Luis, became more violent, and he cried louder, Have mercy on me! Have mercy on me! He was then lost in flames. We continued walking. This place was just so huge and scary. We approached another flame, and I said to the Lord, Lord, no. Please, I don't want to see any more of this. I beg you to forgive me. Please forgive me. I don't want to see this. So I closed my eyes. But it didn't matter. Open or closed, I still saw everything. This flame started to go down slowly, and I began to see a woman. She was covered with mud, and the mud was full of worms. She had very few hairs left, and she was caked with worm-infested mud. She was consumed by worms all around, and she shouted, Lord, have mercy on me! Lord, have mercy on me and forgive me! Look at me! This hurts! Have mercy on me! Take away these worms! Take me out of this torment, because it hurts so much! The Lord simply looked at her with great sorrow. As we held his hand, we could feel the pain and sorrow in the Lord's heart for all the lost souls, eternally burning in the flames of hell. This woman had no eyes or lips, but she could still see and feel. All the pain was just stronger. She had a bottle in her hands full of acid, but she believed it was perfume. I could see that it was acid, and every time she sprayed her body, it burned her. Nevertheless, she still kept applying this acid on her body over and over. She kept saying that it was an expensive perfume. She also believed that she was wearing a very beautiful necklace, but all I saw was serpents wrapped around her neck. She believed she was wearing very expensive bracelets, but I saw they were actually worms, about a foot long, furiously digging into her bones. She said that her jewelry was all she had, but I saw scorpions and worms all over her body. She had a metal plate that everyone wears in hell. It read, I am here for robbery. This woman had no remorse for her sin. The Lord asked her, Magdalena, why are you in this place? She answered, It didn't bother me to steal from others. The only thing I cared about was having my jewelry and getting more expensive perfumes. I didn't care who I robbed as long as I looked good. I held on to Christ's hand as I saw the worms burrow through her entire body. Magdalena turned around looking for something. I asked the Lord once more, Lord, did this person know about you? And the Lord answered, Yes, this person knew me. Magdalena started to look around, saying, Lord, where is that woman who talked to me about you? Where is she? I have been in hell for 15 years. All people in hell can remember everything. Magdalena kept asking, Where is this woman? I can't see her. I knew her body could not turn around because her flesh remained in the same position. She tried to turn and look into other flames to find that woman who talked to her about God. The Lord replied, No, No, Magdalena, she is not here. That woman that told you about me is with me in the kingdom of heaven. Upon hearing this, she threw herself down into the flames, which burned her even more. Her metal plate condemned her as a thief. I want to read the word of the Lord in Isaiah 3, verse 24. It shall be that instead of a sweet smell, there will be rottenness. Instead of a girdle, a rope. Instead of well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a rich robe, a wrapping of sackcloth. Instead of beauty, a branding mark. As we continued walking with the Lord, I saw a very big column filled with worms. Around it, a slide made of red-hot metal. On this column, there was a brightly lit billboard that could be seen anywhere. The billboard read, "Welcome, all liars and gossipers." At the end of the slide was a small, boiling lagoon. It looked like burning brimstone. Then I saw a totally naked person coming down the slide. As they slid, their skin would peel off and stick to the slide. When they fell into the burning lagoon, their tongue expanded until it exploded and worms appeared in place of a tongue. This began their torment. The word of God says in Psalms 73, verses 18 to 19, "Truly, thou dost set them in slippery places. Thou dost make them tumble to ruin. How they are brought to destruction in a moment, wiped out, annihilated through terrors." Upon seeing this, we were taken back out of hell. I just want to tell you that heaven and hell are even more real than this physical world that we know. It is here where you decide what direction you want to go, to spend eternity with Jesus or to a burning hell. The Lord kept saying to us, "Without holiness, no man will see me. Without holiness, no man will see me." Hebrews 12, verse 14. That is why I tell you the same thing now. Without holiness, you cannot see the Lord.